Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. To the saints in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. You've got mail. Well, it might be for you. The return address is very clearly marked. The contents are very valuable and insured for their full value. But it is addressed to a person who is and continues to be a saint. Or another way to say that, one who is faithful in Christ Jesus. You may think, I'm not sure that I should open this letter. I'm not at all sure that the contents are for me. After all, nothing in my life suggests that I am a saint by any stretch of the imagination. My relationship with Jesus is not so much faithful as it is doubtful. So do I need to write in big, bold letters, return to sender? Or perhaps write NFA, no forwarding address? Because I don't know anyone other than Jesus himself, who is a faithful saint. But go ahead and open it anyway. The contents of this letter, the grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, are not gifts that come to us if we are saints and if we are faithful. These gifts declare us to be saints. These gifts empower our faith. These gifts inspire and impel our faithfulness. Grace is the love in the heart of our triune God that causes him to shower blessings on us when we don't deserve them. This love has surrounded us from eternity and will lead us to an eternity with God himself. When the love of God the Father caused him to send his one and only Son, Jesus died on the cross to be our peace, to tear down the walls that separate us from God, and to bring us back into his family, reconciled, made one, holy, chosen, and dearly loved. You've got mail. Yes, it is really for you. And, by the way, you can forward this letter repeatedly to everyone in the world. Grace and peace is for them, too. Gracious Father, you sent your Son to show us your grace and to bring us your peace. Help us treasure these precious gifts of your love and share them in love with everyone. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.